For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and in today's video, I'm being joined by my lovely girlfriend, Tatiana, who's going to be sharing with you guys a little bit about her journey to building a successful online business today. She's going to share with you guys a little bit about how she got started building her business, starting on Amazon, doing physical products, and then building her own store and building her brand, Lux Health, to where it is today, to even venturing into affiliate marketing and different income streams. And the purpose of this is I've been wanting to bring to you guys different references, different role models, different examples of people that started with nothing, that built their business from the ground up. And someone that's did it at a very young age, you know, she's 23 years old, been doing it for the last 2.5 years. Someone that, quit their job, doing this full time and everything too. And so bringing you guys more inspirational examples and stories, because I find the more of that you have, the more it shows to you that it's possible, that you can do it as well. And I think everyone's going to relate to totally different people. I know some people, they relate to me. Other people are going to relate to different people that I bring on to interview. And then also, I just want to pick Tatiana's brain a little bit about, different things that's been working for her, how she built her business, different strategies, because, you're very much involved in the trenches of your business. You've been through a lot of the barriers that a lot of people that are watching might have had, and you've overcome them, and you're still growing, and you've got an awesome community. So I want to thank you for taking the time.
Of course.
Do you want to maybe share with people just a little bit how you got started in your business today?
Okay, so hi guys. Thanks so much for watching this video. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks, Stefan, for doing this video. So we both took a course about 2.5 years ago called ASM, Amazing Selling Machine. And this is the course that I took that basically opened my eyes to an online business. So prior to this, I didn't do anything online. I had a job. I was going to school full time. And it just wasn't even something that crossed my mind. And it wasn't interesting to me at all. But so we took the course. I started getting into it. And I was like really interested because it sparked my attention. It just seemed something that seemed like it was tangible. Seemed like it was something that I could really do. And so I got excited because I felt like, okay, I could do this while I'm still working and while I'm going to school. It's not like I had to consume my whole entire time building, this business. And at the time, I didn't really think much of it. I just thought, I'll make a couple $100 a month and that'll be good. It's some extra cash, right? Why not? Pay for some textbooks maybe. But you know what? It's amazing what it can turn into. And, even now, I feel like I'm doing so much better than I was in the beginning. But it's still just the beginning. That's the cool part. It's just the beginning. And it's like every day, every month, it grows more and more and more. And I feel like when you have a normal job, you have room to grow. But the amount that you can actually grow with an online business is unimaginable. It's limitless, and that's the amazing part. So it's really you decide how much you want to earn, and that's the coolest thing because I never thought that I would be able to pick a number and say, okay, that's what I want to earn. And it is really like that. It's not as easy. Well, of course, it's not, saying, okay, I'm going to earn $5 million this year, but to an extent, I can decide, okay, am I going to earn an extra $10,000 this month? I know what I have to do to earn that money. Now it's a matter of if I'm going to actually do it. So it's a matter of want, need, and, all your goals and everything. So I started with the ASM course, and then I, started on my first product. I did that, of course, part-time, just whenever I had time. And just learning the process of creating a product online is what led me to my second product and then my third product, which is the product that I've turned into a brand. So I don't know if you want to go into detail on that.
Just kind of taking a step back. So just to give people actually first an idea of how well you're doing, do you want to share a little bit just in terms of the numbers of maybe even initially just kind of starting back when you first started, the first product you did, you know, the initial experience you had, the initial sales, and then the journey of the different products you went through to where you are today, which is doing really well.
Okay, so my first product, I picked a product that was lightweight, that is affordable, something that I didn't have to put a big down payment on because I didn't have a lot of money. I mean, I'm a student and I'm working. It's just there's not a lot of wiggle room. So I picked a cognac sponge, which is, if you don't know, it's a natural beauty product. I knew that it wouldn't harm anybody. And it was just kind of a good way to test out trying out a product, right? So I did that and I actually did pretty well. So I did everything myself. So the artwork, everything was done myself. So I really saved money that way. But I think I only invested $300 actually. I say $1,000, but I think I actually only invested $300.
Well, you sourced it from China, right?
So how much did it
cost for each unit?
So each unit costed somewhere around like maybe like 10 cents. And so shipping was the largest cost, but still, I think I only paid $300 for my first shipment and brought it to Amazon and was selling them for around $14.99 or $9.99, depending on if there was a sale. So, I mean, it's good profit margins. But the thing is, there became, you know, after a few months, so I was getting a lot of traction. It was doing good. I was so excited. I actually remember the first day that I made a sale was at the ASM event. So ASM holds an event, I think, is it every year? Mm-hmm. An event every year where everyone who's taken the course can actually go and kind of meet everybody and learn more and just further your education. So we went there, and the first night of that event, I went on my laptop and I had my first sale. And I remember, do you remember that? And I was so excited. I got a first sale. So it was really fun. Yeah.
How long did it take you, would you say? Because I know, you know, because we both did our products together. I did a supplement, L-carnitine. It was my first product.
Yeah.
I think you made money before I did, but I remember just taking a few months because you have to source, you get samples and stuff. So from the time that you started taking the course, you know, you're working on it part-time and whatnot, how long before you started to make some money?
Yeah, so it took me about 2.5 or 3 months. And I think that's mainly because I was doing it part-time, but also because if you are talking to suppliers overseas, it does take time to get samples and go back and forth with people. So you have to really factor in the time. And that's why I think it is good to do on a part-time. Like, don't just jump into it and quit your job straight off the bat. Like, you're going to have extra time for things because it doesn't consume all your time right away. I think you have to kind of scale up to that point. So, I mean, I was just doing it, you know, after school or after work and stuff. And I think it took 2.5 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I made my first sale. And then, so then a few months later, I started to get traction. And I actually, that product was doing about $3,000 a month when I started to kind of just focus on my next product. So it was doing pretty well. And I was like, thinking I'm only going to make a couple $100 a month. That was a large amount of money for me, especially, you know, being a student and having a job. I'm like, wow, I'm making more money now with this online product than I'm doing at my job. So it was super exciting. And so then I got excited to do my next product. And so with my next product, at the time, I didn't have the mentality that I do now. I was thinking, okay, I'm just going to find the next best seller. So for me, it was, okay, I'm just going to look at what's hot right now and what's selling, rather than looking at from the perspective of, okay, what am I passionate about and what can I build my brand around? So I wasn't really looking long term because for me it was just about kind of shooting out products that I can make money from versus actually thinking, okay, what's something that I can see myself doing long term and building an actual brand around it? Because what happens is eventually you're going to want to take whatever products you have and take them off of Amazon and build them on your own website or other e-commerce stores. And you can't really do that when you have a bunch of different products in different categories. It's much, much simpler to do that when all of your products are in one category, branded under one, you know, brand name. And it makes more sense for your customers. So my second product was a product that was a trend. It was kind of like a hot seller. It was really popular at the time. And for me, my mentality thinking was, okay, I'm going to hop on this wagon and hopefully, you know, by the time I get my product on Amazon, that's when the market's going to be at its hottest and I'm going to already be established on there with my product. So that did kind of happen that way, but what I realized was that the product that I chose was too much of a trend. So you really do need to do your product research thoroughly, because if you don't, then you're going to end up with a product like what I did, and it was just a trend. It wasn't something that worked for everybody, although I loved it. What it was a 3D fiber mascara. So for all the women watching, I'm sure you know what that is. For all the men, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's basically a mascara that really makes your eyelashes super long, and you loved the product. Mm-hmm. Every time I wore it, yeah. He was obsessed with my eyes because they would just be so bright because of the mascara, but it's just, it didn't work for everybody. So that one did well, and I think that one did about $5,000 a month.
You also sourced that from China. Do you remember how much? That was a lot more money, too, but yeah. You also realized you wanted to go after a product where you could charge more money for as well, right?
So at that point, I was like, okay, so I've done my first product. I basically learned the steps on sourcing a product. So now I'm going to do a product that's actually going to be able to scale more, because you want to go with a product that's about over $20 or just around that area, because that's where you actually see the true profits, good profit margins and all that. Obviously, the cheaper your product is, the less you're going to make. So,
and the sponge was hard because you could only really sell it around $10, right? Because everyone else was selling it for that amount, and there wasn't enough of like a differentiator.
That's
for that product,
the thing, right? Too. So with the sponge, there wasn't so many things I could do to make my product stand out, right? Like, you really want to make sure that the product that you pick, that you have leeway to actually make it unique. Because if you don't, then you're going to kind of just blend in with everybody else. And then, you know, why would they buy from you? So the sponge, it didn't have that much potential, I guess. So my second product, I felt, okay, you know, I'm going to market it a different way. And it was called Wow Lash. And I got the name of the brand because I was working at the bank, which was my job. And I would wear my mascara and all the customers would come in. They'd be like, wow, your lashes are so long. I was like, oh, that's a good brand name, Wow Lash. So it was fun. It was fun. But what happened was I just realized that, you know, I wasn't super passionate about that product. And I don't think you have to be super passionate about the product that you pick on Amazon. But personally for me, because I knew I wanted to be the face behind the brand, I wanted to market something that I was just so excited about and that I used on a daily basis. And I did use it on a daily basis, but there was just something about it that wasn't really what I truly wanted to do. I wanted to make more of an impact, I think, on people's lives than just mascara.
Yeah. And then part of it, too, was it wouldn't work for everyone. And, you know, for even for some people, like, it would, like, even just putting something on your body, too, there's the effect of just, like, having, like, a reaction to the eyes. And then also, I remember at one point, there's a bit of an issue where with the supplier in China, and this is actually a good lesson, if you're putting anything on your body or consuming it, you want to source it domestically in the U.S. Yeah. But I remember there was, like, a certain ingredient that afterwards you found out was not allowed, and it got cut up, like, in customs one time. Remember that?
Yeah, so this is a big point. So if any of you want to get into the beauty or even health supplement category, you really need to do your research, and not just research what's allowed, you know, in the United States or in Canada or in whatever country you're in, but what's allowed on Amazon. Because Amazon has their own set of rules that you really have to take, you know, a magnifying lamp to and really analyze. So, yeah, so for me, what happened was, you know, my product was FDA approved and all this stuff, but there was some sort of ingredient that Amazon didn't like. And so, you know, it got caught up on customs. And what happens is when you have something caught up on customs and you're really needing it for your inventory on Amazon, if you don't have inventory and people, you know, aren't able to buy from you that are going to your page, they're going to drop your listing. So Amazon will rank you lower and they're going to basically punish you for not having inventory. So it was a big hit to me and I didn't fully recover from that. So it caught up in customs for, I think, like a month. So it was really hard to pick myself back up from that. So at that point, I started to get really disheartened and just, I felt kind of like, you know, giving up. I felt like, oh, this sucks. It's not working out now. And, you know, it's just so much easier to get a job. And just honestly, that's the truth, guys. If you want the easy route, you're not going to be an entrepreneur. You're just going to get, not that having a job is easy, but being an entrepreneur, everyone thinks that it's like, you know, you can just sit on the couch all day and do whatever you want and go and sleep on the beach. And it's really not like that. Sure, you can do that with the time that you dedicate to that, but there's just so much more work. Like now I actually work more hours in a day than I did when I was at my job. and when I was studying for school. It's kind of crazy, but I actually enjoy it. So it's a completely different kind
of... Addiction in a way, or you get so excited about your business, and you like, especially when you got customers and interacting with them and everything. So it just becomes something that like, it becomes like a hobby or something you're so passionate about that you just love to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, it becomes addictive, and it's a little bit dangerous because you can find yourself all of a sudden becoming more antisocial because all you want to do is work. And it's like, anytime that you're not working, you don't feel productive. That's how I felt. And then, you know, Stefan's like, chill out, like, it's okay. So yeah, it's a big learning curve.
Yeah. So what led you to now your third product? And really it's not a product because you have like so many SKUs and so many different sizes and stuff, but do you want to share now the transition to what you're doing now?
Okay, so how did I get to my third product? So what I did is I really took a step back. So I stopped kind of doing Amazon for a while, and I was just like, okay, what am I doing wrong that I can really improve on? And I was thinking, okay, do I buy on Amazon? And the truth was, I really didn't shop on Amazon that much. I only shopped on Amazon for products that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to buy at my local grocery store or my local mall, right? So for me, I was like, okay, as a consumer, I'm going to take myself as an example. And I was like, okay, so what do I shop for on Amazon? So I went to my Amazon account and I looked at my previous purchase history, and I was like, well, recently I have been buying waist trainers. And I had gotten into waist trainers because of a recommendation from my mom, because she used to use waist trainers. My family history was with waist trainers. And so I was buying them on Amazon. I actually bought quite a few of them because every time I would buy one, it would break. And then I would have to buy another one and it would break. And so I had like a bunch of purchases. I was like, wait a minute, what the heck am I doing? I know how to create products. I know how to source products. Why don't I just create my own product of a waist trainer? So I was like, first of all, I got that light bulb in my head. I was like, that's stupid. You know, why am I paying for a product when I can create it myself? And then secondly, I did the market research. And, you know, waist trainers aren't really something that everybody knows about. It's very niche. And I actually really liked that thought, because sometimes going niche is the best way because it's not too saturated. If you go very broad, then you just have so much competition. And if you're very niche, then people are able to find you better. And the one trouble with the waist trainer is that the sizing. So if you go into, you know, a clothing business and stuff, and if it's all online, there's issues with sizing, you know, and waist trainers really have to fit the client perfectly. And I call them my clients because I really feel that way. It's not like a one-stop transaction with me and the people that buy from me. They're not just customers. I really like, you know, I've evolved my brand so that everyone who buys from Lux Health is truly a client and we keep in touch with them. So making sure that the sizing was correct was a big struggle. And so you even told me, like, remember you were like, this is not a good idea for the waist trainer.
Right.
And so many people told
me. Just because there's a lot of refunds that you have to deal with.
Yeah, and that's a thing.
It doesn't fit. People send it back, they get a different size, and you've kind of improved that a lot. Like, you got a sizing chart, and you know, people that before they buy, they have to measure their waist and everything before they pick.
So I would say that's a really big thing. So if you're going into like a clothing category, sizing is going to be a big issue, especially on Amazon, because Amazon is amazing for their customers, but they're not that great for their sellers. So that's my one complaint with Amazon. So for them, it's like, anyone who has a Prime membership, okay, you want a refund? No problem. Here's a refund. Don't even return the product. Sometimes they do that. And for the sellers, it's like, you know, you kind of get screwed over sometimes. I had somebody return a product to Amazon. I picked it up myself to see it, and it wasn't even my product in the box. You know, it's like this happens all the time. So I realized that that was going to be a big problem, and I realized, okay, how am I going to make sure that people measure themselves? Because not everybody would measure themselves. So that's when I started to get to social media. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want me to get into that now.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to talk about? Okay. So so then I discovered, okay, social media is going to be a great way to market my product. Amazon is very expensive to do Amazon ads. I recall that when I was making the money with the cognac sponge, my first product and my second product, I was basically reinvesting all that money, any extra money I was paying in advertising. So technically, I made no money for myself. So it is very expensive to do Amazon ads. So really, if you can utilize social media to your advantage as a marketing tool, then it's free. It's free. So right now I pay $0 in any marketing. I don't do any Google ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, none of it, because I don't need it. And I don't say that like to boast or anything, but I just know how much money I was spending before on ads. And it's like, it's really not necessary. If you can be the face behind your brand and if you can market your brand on YouTube, on Snapchat, on whatever, kudos to you. That's going to save you a lot of money. And if you can't do that, I would actually recommend that you find an influencer. So if you find somebody who is on YouTube who already has a big following or on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, and they have a big following and you actually hire them to be the face behind your brand, then they can do all the marketing for you with the followers that they have. I mean, it does have to be niche. You have to make sure that their followers are into what your product is, but then they can kind of be the face behind your brand so you don't have to. But I really recommend having a face behind the brand, because the thing is with people on big companies or even sellers on Amazon, a lot of people, you know, they don't recognize the brand and they don't know how to be in contact. But if somebody all of a sudden recognizes, you know, the face behind the brand, they're going to buy from you. If you compare it to any other product, they're going to buy the product that they kind of recognize from online. So it just worked out really well for me. And I stopped paying for all ads, and it's amazing social media.
So I know initially with this product, so this also, like, what you've learned along the way is, I remember one thing you learned was, like, you wanted a product that you could sell at a much higher price point.
Yeah.
Right? Just because, you know, the higher the margins that you can get, the better, right? Like, you need more, like, the more wiggle room that you can have. And especially if it's a product that people are willing to spend so much more on.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, you also got into that because you knew, wow, like, you contacted a bunch of suppliers and you realized, like, wow, this is what I can get it made for. This is what I know that I can sell it at, mm-hmm. right? And so you kind of factored that in. That was one attractive thing for you. But also, I remember, you know, just kind of you, when you first ordered it, because it was more expensive than other ones, you only ordered, you know, I thought it was one size.
Okay, let me get into that then.
Yeah.
So just so you guys know, when you first start off on Amazon, even if you're an experienced seller or whatever, you don't have to all of a sudden order 1,000 units. Mm-hmm. I believe in testing out the market before you make a big investment. So what I did was I bartered with the manufacturers, and I was like, look, I really want to see if, you know, my market will work for this product. I'm not going to purchase 1,000 units MOQ from you. I'm willing to do 200 units. So, I mean, they want your business in the end, so you can find a supplier that really does care. And when you land on that one, then you can test it out, see how it works. So initially I was selling, you know, when I first launched my product, I sold it for $28.99, okay? And I was still making a good profit on that. And then when I started to do social media, all of a sudden I was getting so much more traffic. And I was also able to improve.
But
my
you first did it though, didn't you? Just first do Amazon ads and you first got sales before you even got into like YouTube and all that.
Yeah. So first I was selling for $28.99, and I was doing Amazon ads. Started to get reviews from real customers. I started to get.
You didn't even do any giveaways because it was like so expensive for you to give away a product.
Yeah, so actually, a lot of people don't do giveaways now. So back in the day, a lot of people used to do giveaways on Amazon because this was a way that you could give somebody your product at a deeply discounted price, like $2, and basically you would ask them to leave an honest review for you. Now Amazon has changed their policies and they don't allow for that. So, you know, I didn't even do that because my product was too expensive. My product is a high quality product. So I knew that if I was going to build a brand, I would have to build it with a solid foundation of high quality. Otherwise, eventually it's going to bite me in the butt that it's a low quality product. I'm going to get returns. And most of all, the word's going to get out that my product's not good. So it was high quality and I was paying a lot for it when I didn't have that much money. So I didn't do any giveaways. So instead I did some Amazon ads, started getting a little bit of traffic, started getting some natural reviews, which really help with your Amazon rankings. So the more reviews that you have, the more that your product's going to rank, especially in the beginning. So release your product the moment that you're able to get a bunch of reviews, I would say too. And so once it started to get reviews, I started getting more excited about it and I saw that it was helping people. And then, I started to get into social media, I believe. Yeah. So then I started my YouTube channel and nobody was watching my videos, but I didn't care because that's how everything starts. You got to start somewhere. And eventually I started my Instagram and, YouTube started picking up more. And with YouTube, it really helped me because every video I did, I used the keyword. So I did my keyword research. Make sure you do that. It's really easy to do. My keyword was waist trainer. And the thing is, on YouTube, there's not a lot of people doing waist trainer videos. And also, there's no big brands on YouTube. They have some videos here and there, but there's no like dominant brand that is releasing a bunch of videos. So I was the only one. So that was really special for me, and really, it really helped my business. So waist trainer keyword in every single video, and eventually that picked up, and I started getting views and followers. And now I have 18,000 followers, and it doesn't seem like that much, but honestly, I get really good engagement. Like, I have a video that's 400,000 views. Like, you know, different videos have different amount of views, but everybody is so targeted. That's the cool thing. It's like, it's not just a bunch of random people. It's everybody, almost everybody who follows me is really into waist training. So they learn a lot from my videos, and they get a lot of value from them. And then I also get a lot of value from the people watching them, because then they go to my pages or they buy my products, etc. So, and I have to say that the reason also I came out with this next product is because it was really because I found that it gave me great results. I loved it. I knew I could stand by it. I knew I could sell it to my mom, my grandma, anybody close to me, because I believed in it. And I didn't feel like I was scamming anyone. I didn't feel like I was just trying to make a sale. I actually felt like when I recommended this to somebody, I was actually recommending it to them because I wanted to help them change their life. And it sounds silly because it's a waist trainer, but the truth is, for a lot of women, you know, even losing a little bit of belly fat can shoot your confidence straight through the roof. So it was really, now I realize that, now that I have a community on Facebook. So I have a community of all of, you know, almost not everybody, but I have a large community of people who buy my products, and we all congregate on the private Facebook group. We share photos, we post motivation, tips, everything on there. And this way I can really see, okay, what's working with the product, what's not working. What do people think? This, I can actually get live feedback. You know, like just a couple minutes ago, I posted a picture of a new color that I was thinking about doing for a waist trainer. I was like, what do you guys think? Everyone posts their comments. Some liked it, some didn't like it. I take the majority of that, and that's my next product. So it's like, now I'm actually able to see my like actual data from people who are really using my products. It's really cool. Yeah.
I think that is one of the most important things, because I think a lot of people, I think initially you kind of start off thinking, okay, what's the product that I want to sell or launch? And that's the one you get traction in. And hopefully, you know, by your story and also what I share as well, is for people to think like bigger picture, think the brand that you want to build, and, you know, think on that bigger scale, because you've built a brand, and the brand is what's allowed you now to build a relationship with people. Like, yeah, you know, your product is higher quality than all, like a lot of other waist trainers, and it's also more expensive than other ones too on Amazon. And people, they line up to buy from her. Like, even though it's been a lot of times where product's out of stock, right, and you're waiting for like the next shipment to come in, but people won't buy from anyone else because they're waiting to buy from her when she gets stock, sometimes many weeks, because they know that, you know, they want to be a customer of yours. Like, they know the value that you provide, you know, the videos, the training that you provide, and everything too. And so I think that's one of the valuable things that you've done of building a brand, and you got raving fans that a lot of them, they buy again and again because they wear it, they get results, and then now that's, they have the a smaller cool waist, and they have to buy another smaller one, yeah, because, you know, because now it's changed. And, you know, you've also now done affiliate marketing. There's a lot of things that you've done and you can do because you've built a brand.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want to touch on that you said, yes, my product is really high quality. And yes, I think it's one of the best that you can find. But perhaps there is other waist trainers that are of equal quality or maybe even better. But they're not really buying from them. At least the people who buy from me aren't, because I'm the one who's most known on social media. And that's why social media is so valuable. So even the really expensive waist trainers or the really big brands or the really high quality, they're not using YouTube or Instagram or whatever to market their products. So my customers come to me because they're familiar with me. They feel like they know me and they trust me, and so they come to me for that reason, not just because they believe I have high quality, but because also they know that they can get in contact with me and they really feel like they know who I am as a person.
Yeah. So. And yeah, you've done that, I think, building the relationship, and I think you've also done that by providing value, like content marketing.
Yeah.
You know, you've done awesome videos, and you share your results and share your experiences and your before and afters, you're transparent, you're doing things that, like, you know, someone that's into waist training, they're going to gravitate more towards you because they're like, wow, like this person, you know, has so much knowledge, and you're giving them so much more that they want to become a doll, right? They want to, you know, be a part of your brand.
We call them our Luxe Dolls. So that whoever is in our Facebook community, there are Luxe Dolls, and all the dolls are basically the women who waist train, and we do challenges together and all this stuff.
So you do so much more. You also have like a free guide that you give them. You share them how to work out with the product, and you answer their questions about it. And, you know, I think, you know, for anyone that's watching this, again, like, you got to think about building a brand, not just a product, but actually building a brand, actually building a business. And, you know, so that's what you've done. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate picture. And if you can't picture that right now, you're going to have to try. Because, you know, although I didn't see, you know, for me, I personally thought that my waist trainer, when I came out with that, I thought that was a one-time purchase. And little did I know that people get results so quickly that they're buying every single month. And one customer turns into like a 5-purchase deal. And it's amazing. So it's like, I really realized that this product is a brand. And so just growing it from every sphere. And you don't have to be, you know, overwhelmed with all the things that you can do. Because trust me, there's even a million things that I can do right now. It's just really focusing on the one thing that you decide that you're going to focus on for the next month, accomplishing that, then working on the next one. Because if you take ASM, or if you take any course, or if you do YouTube videos or whatever, you're going to get so overwhelmed by all of the information that you're going to get. And there's really just so much that you can do. But you need to decide, okay, what's going to work best for me right now at this moment in time for my business and for my personal life too, because it's going to impact your personal life. And decide on that and then work on that one.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the decision you made? You're doing well on Amazon, but then you decided that you're actually going to create your own store on your own website, start selling there instead. You still make good money on Amazon, and you rank on Amazon, you get traffic from that, you use them for that. But for the majority, you're sending people to your website. And, you know, I think you shared some,
So I was doing well on Amazon. I was doing around $41,000 a month on Amazon. At the time that I decided to get off of Amazon. So the reason... I'm still selling on Amazon, but I'm out of stock right now. I'm out of stock most months. I still sell sometimes on Amazon because I want to keep my listing live. And because there's some people that... I mean, everybody wants to buy on Amazon because you get Amazon Prime free shipping and really great return policy. But let me tell you why I stopped focusing on Amazon and decided to focus on my online store. So Amazon provided me with the client base that I didn't have. You know, coming into a business, an online business, nobody knew who I was. I didn't even, you know, I just wasn't a well-established brand. So I used Amazon's enormous client base to bring me sales and traffic. So once people started giving me reviews, my product started rating really well. I started, you know, getting external traffic from YouTube. I started developing more of a relationship, more of a brand presence. Then I decided, okay, maybe I should start taking it off of Amazon, because what happens is Amazon is great for that reason. But like I said, they're not really great with their sellers. And if you try to get a hold of Amazon, if you have some sort of issue with your product or, you know, something's going on and you call them, like anyone who's done this before, you know what I'm talking about. You will rip your hair out of your head. It's like so frustrating to talk to them because a lot of times they don't understand what you're talking about, and it gets really frustrating. So I had countless times where I think I even called you a couple times where I'm like, I quit. I hate this. This is BS. Like, this is just not how I want to live my life.
Because some people would even order the product, and, you know, Amazon wouldn't even ship the right product to them.
Yeah.
Like a totally different color. Like
it's not really
Amazon, I think the challenge with them is like they're awesome for sellers, like in a way, because they make it so easy, but they're growing so fast and they're so big that they have all these different departments, and it's like people like within the company are confused. Like they don't have good communication, and there's like they just grow, and they don't have the systems in place. So they end up making like a lot of mistakes in a lot of cases that makes you frustrated as a seller.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you have to understand that Amazon is just so big, and you are like a grain of salt to them. unless you're a really big seller, you know, you're not really that significant. So it's, they have a lot to manage. So I understand that, and I understand why it can be frustrating for me to communicate with them. But regardless, it just wasn't an enjoyable process. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm building this online business so I can de-stress, so that I can have more freedom. And clearly none of that is happening really well. So I figured, okay, I'm going to start to get off of Amazon by diverting my traffic to my website. So customers didn't really like that, because they love to shop on Amazon because they trust it. They've got their one-click buy now. They've got the great return policy. But inevitably, if they really are your follower, then they're going to follow you. So I started to sell on my own WordPress website. I got my website built for $300 from Upwork, somebody on Upwork. And I made it a WooCommerce-friendly website. And so I started to just divert. So on all my links on YouTube, instead of going to Amazon now they go to my website. So anytime I'm promoting something, I don't promote it to Amazon. I promote it to my website or my Squeeze page. And obviously the reason for that is because I'm trying to not sell as much on Amazon. So, so I started to sell on my website. And, you know, like last month I did 34,000 on my website. And so it's just been really well. The thing with the website also, the reason I did that is because when I was selling on Amazon, I was selling on Amazon.com. I was not selling on Amazon.ca, nor was I selling internationally. And because my brand was growing, I had a lot of people inquiring, how can I get your product? You know, I live in Norway, or I live in, you know, Dublin or whatever, Australia. How can I get your product? I'm like, sorry, I don't sell internationally. So it didn't look very good. And I realized that there was a demand for it. And for me, if I wanted to stay on Amazon and sell internationally, I would actually have to ship my products to the fulfillment centers in those continents. And for me, that was too costly, because I would have to basically, you know, triple how much inventory I was buying. So I'd have to buy, you know, say 1,000 units for .ca, 1,000 units for .com, 1,000 units for Europe, you know, and it just became too costly, and also quite a lot to manage for one person. So I figured, okay, if I can find a fulfillment center that can actually ship worldwide for me from one place, sure, it's going to cost the customer more in shipping, but I'm pretty confident that my clients will pay for that shipping. And this way I don't have to break my back on shipping and inventory management and all those stressors. So, I found a fulfillment center with a lot of hard work. It's possible to find them. You just got to do your research. And then that fulfillment center linked with my website. And so they automatically fulfill orders that come in. They have a system. It works really, really well. It is quite costly, but I would say, honestly, it's only a little bit more than it costs me on Amazon. And my life is so much better. I just feel so happy, just so much less stress. And I really feel like I have the freedom now that I wanted when I started an online business. I didn't start the business to make a lot of money. You know, like, I'm not super money driven. I'm freedom driven. And all I really wanted was to be able to hang out with Stefan when he wanted to hang out, you know, travel. At the crazy hours, to travel and to, you know, just all of a sudden, you know, let's go do this and let's go do that. And I just didn't have the freedom to do that. So now I really feel like I have it, and I'm so blessed to say that. But you can do it too. Anybody can create it. It's really not that hard. You just have to believe that you can do it. And I think that really getting as many influential people in your life, people who have done it that you can just follow and you can ask questions to, it really gives you the confidence to keep going. Because sometimes there's going to be a lot of points in this journey where you will not be motivated and you're just going to feel beat down, and you need to find something that's going to keep that edge up, that's going to keep you going, because it's not always going to be sunshine and roses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think, you know, like, Amazon is the way to start, because they make it a lot, just so much more easy for you, right? Like, to set up your own store and everything is a lot more work. And you only did that once you've proven that there was a demand there, there's a market there and everything. Yeah. And so Amazon is still, like, awesome opportunity, like an amazing gift, an amazing resource. There's so many people that you can find and attract there. But thinking bigger, not being so dependent on them, is the ultimate goal, especially when building a brand. Now, I know for you, like, when you first started this, you didn't, you know, you had your job, you went to school. I think you're 21 years old when you first started, about 2.5 years ago. And you didn't have much money. 20 years old. And I think, like, a lot of people may be watching this, like, they often have an excuse, they have a reason. And, you know, like, for you, I know going through Amazing Selling Machine and me as well is kind of what guided us and gave us a lot of confidence, and especially going to the event that they had. Like, what would you share, like, just maybe your mindset at the time? Because I know, like, initially there was some, like, uncertainty. Yeah. Can I do this? Is this going to work? I know a lot of people, like, for me, I haven't, like, it's been so many years since I was back in that point. But for you, it was just 2.5 years ago. So for those of you that are in that position, taking that first step, like, what were some of the fears that you had, the concerns? So then how did you overcome that?
Okay, so that's, like, actually a bigger topic than what we can discuss, because there's a lot that goes into the psychology of it. But I think, really, for me, first of all, when I met Stefan, you know, and I was seeing, you know, how well he was doing and successful with an online business, which is basically, I thought he was just like a blogger. And I was like, what? How is this possible? And I never honestly really wrapped my mind around it. I didn't think about it that much. I was like, okay, he's doing his thing and whatever it is that you're doing. And I was just kind of like, okay, I want to do that. I want to be able to make that much financial freedom. But I was really limited. I wasn't able to get past this block in my mind that, you know, you're only allowed to make a certain amount per year. You know, for me, it's like my goal was to graduate from university and make like 100K per year. And that was, I would be so happy and that would be it, you know? But it's like when I met Stefan, he, you know, he's done the work, he's done the self-development. And this is what you guys see on a continuous basis on his videos. It's like, it's really, you have to just open your mind to possibilities that you never thought of before. If you want to make $1 million, you can. You just need to believe it and you need to truly feel it within you, and you need to do the steps to actually visualize it every day. You know, you need to write it as a goal. You need to visualize it in your mind. You need to actually make sure that you're doing certain things on a daily basis that are going to lead you to that end result. So for me, I think really, first of all, just taking a leap of faith. I think that's what it was initially. It's like, okay, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be successful or not, but I'm going to try anyways, because if I don't try, then I'll never know. So just taking a leap of faith. And then what really got me excited is going to the ASM event. So when we went to the ASM event, they had some speakers on stage. And there is, you know, there's this one woman, which I can relate to more, of course, than a man, because, for obvious reasons. So there was this one woman on stage. She was from Australia. I can't recall her name, but she was making somewhere around $60,000 a month. And just hearing those figures, you know, per month, you know, $30,000 a month, $40,000, $50,000 a month, I'm like, that's what my income would be for a year. And I thought they were joking. And I realized that, yeah, there's people making $100,000 a month. There's people making $200,000 a month. There is people making $500,000 a month. And I just didn't understand it. But the thing is, I knew that they weren't lying. I know that they're just not up on stage putting this facade. It's not, like, they're being legitimate. They're trying to share that with us. And it's just up to us to really decide if we're going to believe it and if we're going to use this as motivation, or if we're just going to say, oh, this is fake and this isn't true. So that's what a lot of people on YouTube do too. There's probably going to be a ton of comments on the comment section where people say, oh, this isn't true. You can't do an online business. It's all a scam. You can't make money. Nobody makes $50,000 a month. Like, there's always the naysayers and the people who are negative, but it's up to you if you're going to step up and if you're going to really be the person who's going to accept that this is a possibility for me. So that's kind of when my eyes opened. It's during the event. I got so pumped up. I couldn't wait to get home and get started on the business. And yeah, that's what kept me motivated. And until now, I'm still just always feeling like I can't wait to grow more, because I wonder what else is possible. I wonder, you know, my initial goal was, you know, $3,000 a month, then $5,000 a month. And I told him, we were in the mall at Nordstrom, and there was this, how much were these glasses? $500 sunglasses. And I was like, you know what? When I'm making $10,000 a month, I'm going to buy those $500 sunglasses. Then I made $10,000 a month, and I didn't even buy them because I still felt like they were too expensive. And so it's like you keep on, your level keeps growing. So.
And I think, you know, like attending the event and also going to Amazing Selling Machine. Like, I remember in Amazing Selling Machine, we first watched the first module together, and they had like interviews with people that they interviewed that were making all this money on Amazon. I think like after that, like the beliefs started to change. It's like, okay, like, wow, this is possible. Like other people are doing this. And then also, you know, even going through like the ASM free training videos and then like investing in the course, like you just get more confidence because you feel like, okay, this is going to guide me. Like this is going to tell me what to do. Cause there's so many logistics in this business from like sourcing and doing foreign stuff and suppliers and inventory, like so many logistics, but it broke it down like step by step.
Yeah.
And I know like when we went to the ASM event, like you're actually meeting people, like there's over 1,000 people there. You're actually talking to the person next to you who's got a business and the person next to that person. And it's very different because I know for you and more so for you than for me, because all my friends are internet marketers now, but you didn't have any friends, like your family, you couldn't really talk to them about it. Your friends, you couldn't talk to them about it because they didn't understand, you know, really what you're doing. They didn't understand this whole world that you're in.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And honestly, to this day, most of my friends have no idea what I'm doing. They don't even ask questions. They just, you know, are just my friends. We just talk about whatever, but not business. And I find that for me, you know, coming from a smaller town, smaller than Vancouver, just there wasn't a lot of people that I could relate to or that I could even share with. You know, I came back from the event so pumped up. It's like going to a Tony Robbins event and then you come home and you want to share it with everyone, but everyone thinks you're like a lunatic. So it felt like that. I came home and I was, you know, sharing with my mom, hey, guess what? This person was making $50,000 a month and I can do it too. And she was just like, oh my gosh, just stay in school. You know, like it's just a lot of negativity that could get that got thrown on me. And that's almost led me to giving up multiple times, but it's just really about finding the people that, in your tribe. You know, if you have to make your own tribe, go for it. You know, there's like apps like Meetup. There's meetups for, you know, online entrepreneurs. Now there's even an ASM meetup that I saw recently. It's pretty cool. So, definitely going to the event and just like meeting new people that you can connect with, you know, connect with later on Facebook, have a weekly call with, that really can push you forward, because sometimes you can't find that support in your family life or in your relationships. So it's really important to find it somewhere, because you're going to need it when it gets really rough.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up soon, but what advice would you give to someone maybe that's watching this right now or listening to this that has aspirations to start online, build an online business, and they're looking, you know, what's the best way for them to start? Like, how would they get started? Because I even know we did that one video, you know, we did a live stream together on the YouTube channel, and it got a lot of views and a lot of people in contacting you, like even asking you like how to get started, what do you recommend for them? So for anyone that's watching or listening, what would you say?
Okay.
Them?
So, I have to say personally that if I did not have this course, that I would not have been able to do what I did, because it is pretty complex. And the thing is, yes, you can learn this yourself and take the hard way and really just try and find free information from YouTube and free information from blog posts and stuff. But it is going to be a lot harder and it's going to take more time. For me, I believe in the whole thing of, you know, if someone's already been successful at something, I'm going to take their advice and I'm going to learn from them. So it's just like taking a course. You know, if this course is available for you and it's going to make your life so much easier and it's going to make you probably like so much more successful than you would be without it, why not take it? So for me, the course is, it was just, it helped me so much, because there's certain things that I had no idea of. You know, I didn't know how to source in a different country. I didn't know about shipping and overseas shipping. I didn't know about marketing. I didn't know about just, you know, artwork and all of these different things. And it really just pieces it out for you and makes it simple with video and with written script and with, you know, forms that they give you. It just really makes it simple. And for me, someone who didn't even have a computer, and all of a sudden I was able to do this, it just shows you that anyone can do it. You know, coming from somebody.
And she shared that you started just on your iPad.
I started on my iPad. Like, it doesn't get more ghetto than that. So you can definitely do it. If you have internet connection and you can, you know, put aside some money to invest in a good course, ASM for me was the best course. You know, at the time when we did that video, I was recommending Marketplace Superheroes, but I think ASM is the best course. It's really thorough and just really, so many people have gone through it and have been super successful. They give you the tools that you need. And then finding maybe a coach to help you along the way if you need it.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, you've demonstrated, like, you don't need a lot of money to get started. I think, like, the information, the knowledge, and the steps, the strategy is the most valuable part. But beyond that, like, you can do it inexpensively. And I know one fear that a lot of people have is, like, okay, well, what if I launch a product and it doesn't sell? And, like, you know, even, because there's certain products for you, like, you're still, like, able to sell back the inventory on Amazon and recoup back the investment. Because I think a lot of people, I think, like your two products before what you're doing now, like, they made money, but they weren't, like, your big success. And I think that, like, your first product doesn't have to be. Like, for me, I started with L-carnitine, and I was didn't really know what I was doing. Like, I was going through ASM. I made money on that, and it still makes good money. But you learn so much from that first product that you then take that for your next product and then the product after that. Yeah. But I think, like, there's very little, like, risk in that sense, because you can sell it back. Of course, there's other things you, like, a good course will teach you, like, especially if you are doing giveaways or coupon codes. Some people, they don't know what they're doing because they don't have a good course. And they, like, for example, some people, they, you know, the coupon gets leaked out and they lose a lot of inventory and things like that. But yeah, I think it's just so important to have that to guide you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So my thoughts on that, you know, like, I feel like I'm a very honest person, and I would never recommend something to someone that didn't work. And for me, this course was just, obviously, it changed my life. Now I have financial freedom. I can enjoy the things I want. But, you know, obviously, it's an investment, and it is scary to take the risk and to do this. But like Stefan said, the thing is, yes, you're investing in the course, but the course is going to teach you, and you'll make all that money back. But also, the initial investment that you have doesn't have to be large. You know, I started with $300. My second product, I started with $500. My third product, which is the product I have now, I started with only $1,000 invested in inventory. So you really can take a little bit of money, and even if it doesn't work out, there's ways to get that money back. So even if it's at the value that you purchased it at, rather than at, you know, what you were going to sell it at, even if you just make equal amount with what you purchased it at, you can still do that. So, you know, for my first product, my second product, I'm still just basically getting rid of them, selling them at the same price that I was buying them at, just because I want to get rid of them. And I'm not losing money. I'm still, you know, making that money back. So, of course, if you all, you know, are someone in a position where you can't even pay your rent and your kids are depending on you, you're like, don't put a big investment down right now. Maybe find some other sources or save up for a while. But if you have the means right now to do this and to take this course, and you really truly believe that this is what you want to do and that this is the right path for you, then just go for it. You just have to try, because, you know, it works for so many people. It's just a mindset thing. And if you can really conquer your mindset and really go past that, then you can do this.
That's awesome. And so I'll put a link to ASM and also free training that I've put together, different interviews, videos and whatnot. I'll link to that below this video. Or if you just go to projectlifemastery.com/ASM, you can check that out. But do you want to share with people, just on a final note, like, how your life has changed? Because, like, you know, I've been an online entrepreneur for so many years now. But for you, it's been more recently that you've been able to, like, enjoy a totally different lifestyle. Okay. So do you want to share with people now?
Okay. Well, it's honestly just every day I wake up and I'm just so grateful. I feel like the most blessed person, and I truly believe that I am. And we're all just blessed. I mean, you're in North America, you're blessed for just being born here. But it's really changed my life. Like, I remember, I used to walk down the street and see people in coffee shops that would just stare out the window and just, like, look at people. And I was like, how do they have time for that? How do they have time to just sit there and just not do anything and just be still? And now I feel like if I allow myself, I can have the time to do that, because I'm in charge of my time. I don't have to be at a certain place from 9 to 5. I can do whatever I want from 9 to 5. As long as I get the work that I need to get done throughout the week, I can do whatever I want with the rest of the time. And that is the most valuable thing that you can have. No money can be, you know, more valuable than having that freedom and having that time. And it's just going to get better and better. You know, as the business grows, you just have more freedom. And I think it's just amazing. And I feel so blessed now. We're going traveling and we're doing all these things. And, you know, it's just made my life so much more calm. You know, there's still a lot of work and sometimes a lot of stress, But, you know, I've got a great morning ritual, you know, and I'm just really able to enjoy myself now. And I really, truly wish that for everybody who watches this video.
That's awesome. Thank you. Do you want to share with people how they can find out more about you?
Sure. So after that last video, I got a lot of requests for coaching, and I did coaching for a while, but I'm not doing coaching anymore just because I just don't feel like I have the time for it. So please don't ask about that. But you can find me, you know, I'm Tatiana Beret on Instagram, on Facebook. You can find, you know, luxhealth.com or luxhealth on Instagram. That's my brand. But yeah, if you want to connect and be friends, sure, let's do that. But I'm not doing any coaching.
Yeah, so we'll put some links to her YouTube channel, Lux Health, Instagram, everything. So if you guys want to follow her, especially if you're a woman, highly recommend it. And especially if you want to lose weight or get in better shape, her waist trainer and some of the advice that she has available has really been awesome. But my love, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for doing this for me.
Fun.
And I asked her to share this because I, you know, get so many questions about Amazon, and people really enjoy just like the interviews and having other people besides myself giving advice, but other people sharing their story, their journey. And hopefully it just shows people what's possible. It shows them that anyone can do it. Like, I've not met a person that can't do it. Like, regardless of where you live in the world, regardless of your circumstances, like, there's so many people that I've met and seen doing it. And I know some of you don't know people like that. And that's why I'm trying to bring them on my YouTube channel and share them with you so that you guys can be more empowered and have the belief to do it and go for it. And it's a life-changing thing. So
if you believe you can't, then you won't. And if you believe you can, then you will. So just make sure you change your mindset before you start anything like this.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you guys for watching this video. Check out the free training that I've put together as well at projectlifemastery.com/ASM. We'll have some links below. And then if you're interested in the Amazing Cell Machine, I'll have a link to that as well. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.